Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. Time for a bonus meditation. Earlier this week, we posted an interview with James Nestor, who wrote a book called Breath, The New Science of a Lost Art. If you heard that conversation, you know that breathing turns out to be quite a bit more complicated and nuanced than you might have thought. And today's bonus meditation is going to teach you a simple and quick technique for four-part breathing, which can help you calm down in a stressful moment. Our meditation teacher du jour is one of my favorite humans, definitely my favorite Canadian. His name is Jeff Warren. He's the co-author with me of a best-selling book called Meditation for Fidgety Skeptics, and he's the founder of the Consciousness Explorers Club based in Toronto, and he's a great friend. Here we go now with Jeff Warren.
Hi, I'm Jeff, and this meditation is a stress buster, an intervention I use to check my propensity for obsessive overthinking that makes my stress much worse. It's intended to both calm the nervous system and to suck up some of the bandwidth of neurotic thinking. The technique is based on a form of breathing sometimes called box breathing, other times called four-part breathing. This particular version was taught to me by my friend and teacher, Therese Jornlin, who teaches an excellent breath as medicine course. We start by closing the eyes or having them open at half-mast if that's more comfortable. So we start this practice by noticing the body, noticing the hard structure of the body, the bones even. And I don't mean this in a conceptual way. I mean really try to feel into this. Where are the bones in your shoulders and in your chest and your arms? And noticing now, can you feel the structure of the spine? Now try to notice, try to feel your body's entire structure at once, the whole skeleton. Good. So your attention is on the full structure of the body. And the next step here is to notice how the breath enters this structure. What is the breath's effect? How does it enliven and inspire the body, filling it with life? Okay, now we're going to start our four-part breathing. Go ahead and just breathe in. Nice, even in-breath, natural breath. And then stop at the top. So before you exhale, stop at the top and deliberately pause. And then deliberately breathe out and stop at the bottom. Pause. And then repeat, deliberately choose to take an in-breath, natural breathing in. Pause at the top. Now breathe out. Long exhale. Pause at the bottom. And so on. That's our rhythm. Four parts, the in-breath, the pause, the out-breath, the pause. Take some time to explore this on your own. Now bring your attention back to the bones, to the structure of your body, and see if you can notice how in the background, in the most natural way, the breath just comes in and gently moves the bones, inspires the body, fills it with life, but not in a dramatic way, just this subtle, modest way. Let's see if you can find some appreciation for the breath. This is a really good technique. Even just doing it for 2 or 3 minutes can create a bit of a state shift in what's happening inside. When you're ready, you can open your eyes and rejoin your day. I hope you enjoyed this practice and found it effective. Thank you. I'm Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. You can find more meditations like this one over on the 10% Happier app. Just download the app wherever you get your apps to get started.
I'm Shimon Liai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.